Hi.
Hello.
Yes, Diane?
Who's calling?
My name is Derman. I'm conducting a small, brief, very important survey about issues facing Phoenix. May I please have your participation? Appreciate it.
Pardon me?
I'm conducting a small, brief, very important survey about issues that are facing Phoenix. May I please have just 4 minutes of your time to participate in the survey?
What is the survey about?
It's about the area in Levine, about more, if you, your opinion about bringing in more businesses, hospitals, things like that. We need your opinion.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me continue in English. Just a second, okay? And you are Diane, and you do live in Phoenix, Arizona, Diane?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or you feel that the things have gone off to the wrong track, generally, overall?
Well, I guess it has this moment. Right now it's quiet.
Okay, so right direction then, you would say?
Yeah, you could
okay.
say that.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area in Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River in Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer this area as Levine. Is that definition clear?
Yes, Levine.
Okay. Yes, Levine. Thank you. Awesome. So now you are female and...
Yes.
Just for statistical purposes, only to make sure that you are over 18, even though you do sound over 18. May I please have just the year of your birth? Just the
50.
Year.
Thank 1950.
You. Thank you very much. Awesome. So now, are you or someone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, okay. Thank you. Now, do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, or Asian, or Pacific Islander, or other?
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay. Awesome. Hey, that's the first time I get that. Thank you. You just reminded me when I used to do tests in high school. That was always an answer to every question. And to be honest with you, whenever I didn't know the answers, I just put all of the above. And of course,
yeah.
I failed. Awesome. So overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent? Overall, life in Levine.
Good.
Good, thank you. Awesome. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate on each of these from a scale from 1 to 5. 1 means that it would mean very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life in Levine, and, of course, any number in between. So the first one would be to have more good-paying jobs, a 1 or a 5 or anything in the middle.
A 1 meaning that...
Meaning that it would help... Job. No, no, a 1 would mean that it wouldn't mean anything. It would mean very little to improve the quality of life if we had more good-paying jobs. That's
okay,
what,
5. Because
perfect, thank you.
More,
that makes sense. Now, more dining and entertainment options?
Yes, 4, because they're 4. Building already.
Okay, thank you. Better streets and road maintenance.
No, they need that. They
so
need
a 5,
that.
Because it would help to improve the quality
yes.
of life? Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Now, better public transportation options.
Yes, 5.
A 5, thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
That's 4, because they're building up now.
Okay, and more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
And the last one on this topic is more parks and recreational opportunities.
Yeah, 5.
A 5? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work? Are you retired or a homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. Now, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
You say, are there enough?
Would you say that there's too many, too few, or about the right amount? Or don't know. That's always an option. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, don't know.
Okay, no problem.
They're building up out here.
Okay. What about thinking about businesses in your area? Would you say that there are too few, too many or about the right amount of businesses? Too few? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each of these, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. The first one is restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes or no?
Would I like to see more?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
A yes somewhat or a yes strongly?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Now, more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
Strongly?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, more grocery stores and supermarkets? Strongly?
Strongly, yes.
Thank you. Dollar stores and discount chains?
Yes, strongly.
Strong. And the last one on this topic is more doctor's offices and hospitals?
More hospitals, strongly.
Thank you. Now, we're 57% almost done, so thank you. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Laveen? I'm going to be writing this down, so just tell me if the names, if you want to see more stores, like what type of stores?
What type of eat-in restaurant?
Is there a specific restaurant that you wish that was in Laveen, but it's not? Or maybe a specific store?
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, okay.
Yeah, the lobster place.
The lobster place,
fish place. Seafood place, definitely.
Garden. Strong. Olive Garden, and you said the Red Lobster? Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Red Lobster. Alrighty, thank you. Now, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem?
Too much of a problem.
Too much, so it's a very big problem.
Yeah, it's not enough livable.
Gotcha, thank you. How about this one? How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, apartments, and other available to buy or rent. Is it a big problem?
Yeah. And what I'm saying is there's a big problem for a lower medium working class family. The rent is too high.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Thank you. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each of these, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. The first one is multifamily housing, like apartments and condominiums. Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. What about more housing options for seniors?
Oh, yes.
Strongly, yes. Okay, thank you. What about single-family detached homes?
Somewhat.
Okay, and the last one on this topic is townhouses and/or attached homes.
Somewhat.
Thank you.
If it's in a reasonable rental rate.
Yes, correct.
Strongly. Mm.
Okay. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 11 to 20 years? Or you have lived there more than 20 years?
5 to 10 years.
5 to 10?
10 years.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And do you currently own your home? Do you rent your home? Or are you living with your friends and family?
Rent.
Thank you.
Living with family. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. For each of these, tell me whether you're in favor or do you oppose on each of these. The first one is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Are you in favor of that or are you opposed?
Am I in favor of more?
In favor of changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Are you against that? Do you oppose, or are you in favor of that?
I'm in favor of it.
And are you in favor somewhat or strongly favor?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, the next one is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
With what?
With new housing. Basically to replace parking lots that aren't not doing anything. They're just they're sitting there. So yes, Faber?
Yeah.
So strongly or somewhat?
Yeah.
Strongly? Thank you. Now, the repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Favor? Or oppose? Or don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. And the last one on this. Oh, no, there's three more, actually. My bad. Now, changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Favor or you oppose?
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. And changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments, and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Are you in favor or no?
Yeah, I'm in favor.
Okay. So somewhat favor?
Somewhat. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the last one on this topic is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
I'm in favor. Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. Thank you. So we're almost done. We're at 91%. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years of junior college.
Okay, thank you. And what is your annual household total income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25? 25 to 50? 50 to 75? 75 to 100, 100 to 125, or more than 25?
70.
Okay, 50 to 75. Thank you. Now, and finally, even though I know your name, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, I have just one last thing to ask you. If you could please provide me with your first name.
Diane.
Thank you, Diane. It was a pleasure talking to you, and thank you so much for your participation on this survey. You have a wonderful rest of this day. Take care.
You too. Be safe.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.